Hello, everyone. This is Ross Gosnell and Andrew Martin here bringing you the HU Overtime Podcast. We'll be doing some interviews to fill out throughout the episodes, throughout the rest of the semester before I take off here from HU Overtime. So my next guests I have, they're both from the HU Bowling Program. Please help me welcome Amanda Turner and Nathan Brazu.
What's up?
Hey.
Am I saying your last name correctly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Before, yeah. But my first question for you, either one of you can go first, but at what age did you develop an interest in the game of bowling?
I could take this one. So I was about 3 years old when I started getting into like the bowling alley with my parents, but I really didn't take an actual interest until I was about like 6 years old.
Yeah, around fifth grade, my friend, really good friend of mine, he still bowls to this day, bowls for a different college. But he got me into bowling, and I just took off from there. So it was a pretty fun experience.
It just seems like both of you guys at the young age of an experience, like you said, Nathan, in fifth grade, you basically took off from the game of bowling. Same with you, Amanda, in elementary school.
Yeah.
It's just pretty cool to see the younger of age of kids to get to know the game of bowling very well and work their way up through high school and then hopefully to the college level and then hopefully become professionals one day, especially.
Absolutely.
Hopefully.
So my next question for you two is, one of you can go first again, is what made you like decide to come to Huntington and do bowling? I know, Amanda, you're from Canada, of course. And what made you decide to choose Huntington to go from Canada to come to the United States to bowl here?
Well, I knew I wanted to start collegiately bowling when about my like senior year of high school is when I really like decided that. And so I checked out many like different schools and all that, checked all their campuses, and Huntington just felt like home. And so then it just worked out that we have a really great coach.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Indiana, northern Indiana, so it was pretty easy to stay with Indiana. I applied to a lot of schools like Purdue, got accepted in Purdue, but it was such a large campus there, and you can't have a car first year, so that was a big deal breaker. So met Mike, and he was a great guy, made it feel like home here, and it was pretty easy decision with Mike's help.
It just seems like Mike Shockey had both impacts on you when you both decided to come to HU and do bowling, have great scholarships as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
So my next question for you, both of you, is speaking of Mike Shockey, of course. So what has your like experience been like for bowling this season under head coach Mike Shockey, no other than?
I'll go first on this one. Yeah, Mike has been a really nice guy on the lanes and outside the lanes. Like, he's just been always there for us, always concerned for us. Like he said, we're his kids, so he's gonna do whatever it takes for us to make us feel happy and welcomed here, no matter what.
So, would you say how much sacrifice has Mike Shockey put into you this season?
Mike has made a lot of sacrifices because we went to Tennessee this year for sectionals, and he told us he was like, yeah, all I need is an energy drink, and I'm all good to go. But like that guy was tired from driving everywhere. Good, like 5-8 hours driving nonstop, like 2 hours of sleep next morning. Like a lot of sacrifices.
Amanda, what about you?
Most of this season, I would say it's been a great season with Mike. But also, I'm being coached by Jake Neely, as he's like the women's head coach. But both of them have made great sacrifices again for like ITCs and all that. They were just always down there, always being with us, giving us great advice. Can't speak more highly than both of them.
It seems like just the traveling with Mike Shockey, it just makes it a lot of fun. And it's just like any head coach would drive so many hours, makes the impact on students' lives. You get to learn and grow and get to have a great relationship bonding with Mike Shockey, of course, when you're driving down to Tennessee, which is pretty cool experience to have with him.
Absolutely. It's never a dull moment with Mike Shockey.
I can attest to that.
So my next question for you, both of you, is I know you guys are both students here at Huntington University. So I've asked every student athlete this kind of question live on the air or on the podcast, of course, but regardless of that. But what obstacles do you like have to overcome when you are part-time student and part-time student athlete? What is that kind of like for the both of you?
Right now I have 20 credit hours, so it's an overload and I'm very stressed out. But let's just say like during like the bowling season itself, I had to find ways to like juggle both academics and practice and tournaments. But being able to do that and having Mike be there he understands that we're students and we also have to make sure our grades are up. So he does whatever he can to make sure that we keep our grades up.
So what would you say, like, time management wise, how much effort and time do you have to, like, put in as a student athlete to get stuff done in the classroom before you guys go, like, travel out and go to, like, some bowling tournaments or conference bowling tournaments? What is that perspective kind of for you?
I feel like for every student athlete, it's a little bit different. Some people are able to kind of get away with doing it while being in the hotel room or, like, on the bus. I like to be able to just get it done before we head out, just so then it's less work for me to do while I'm there. I can just relax. But, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a business major, so it's going to be a lot easier for me in some ways. Like, I honestly think business is an easier program other than, like, rather than teaching, nursing. They're always on the go. But when it comes to business, I'm an accounting major. You got to, like, get your stuff done, then you're kind of, like, free for the rest of the day. But there are some challenges when you have an exam the next day or multiple homeworks, like, across, like, your gen ed class and everything. But, like she said, Mike is very lenient. He knows he always liked to say in student-athlete, student comes first then rather than athlete. So he focused that a lot with the team. So
I feel like that's what every student-athlete says, what their head coach usually tells them. You got to be student always first regardless in terms of academics. And then student-athlete just comes dramatically later in time where you have nothing to do and you just got to get some stuff done as an athlete but also being a student. You just got to take care of business regardless.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So my next question for the both of you is like, during like end or slash off season, of course, I know the bowling team's in the off season right now, of course, but regardless of that, like, how do you like stay motivated when like your results aren't going your way in a game of bowling?
Yeah, I'll go first on this one. I'm always on the move. I always like to do something. So I love golfing. I love pickleball. Anything that's on the move. So anything that's not bowling related, I always try to get something going. It just kind of like eases me up a little bit. It's a little relaxer. But when stuff ain't going my way, I'm just cool, calm, collective, move on to the next day in a way.
You know, I agree with that. For myself, like right now in the off season, I'm still going out and bowling and practicing, just working on my game for next season, starting to prepare for that. Also starting to prepare for Team Canada trials for next year. So we'll see how that goes. But I think for me, like when a day's just not going well, I try to like talk with the coaches and like figure out maybe what's going wrong. But then I can keep working towards it just to perfect it.
It just seems like that, well, like you just said there, Amanda, it's like you just got to work hard no matter what during the in season and also the off season. It's just got to be mentally prepared all season long for your coaches just to be ready for next season so you could be like a team captain, for example, have great team leadership for the program. That's basically you got to do. It's like you said, just got to be ready all year round to
yeah, exactly.
be trained. So my next question for you, both of you, is do you like have any, speaking of that, like do you have any goals between now and towards the beginning of next season to get better? What skills you're going to do better at when it comes to, like, bowling tournaments? Give us a little bit of an insight of what's going to do for you.
Right now, I'm, like, working on a project with the head coach of Team Canada. So we're working on, like, preparing, like, a new project for their, like, program that they're creating. And so I'm helping them, like, fine-tuning all their, like, things. And so right now we're, like, working on, like, perfecting my backswing or getting my ball speed up and things like that. So that's going to be my main, like, work for the summer.
For me, I just switched from one-handed to two-handed, so obviously it's going to be mostly my game, but I'm also going to be focused on like how to be a better teammate, just be better mentally in a state. I honestly think the mental game is so much more important than the physical game. You can be really good physically, but when it comes down to your mental game, that's the real goal there.
I feel like just a game of bowling or just any student athlete always says you gotta have to be mentally to be prepared to be successful. Like, regardless, in the bowling alley or on the volleyball court, the basketball court, you just got to be mentally prepared to where you have to be ready and help your teammates out along the way.
Absolutely.
No, absolutely.
So I know there's a little bits and pieces of information that was posted on the social media page, on the HU Bowling Instagram page. You guys are holding tryouts for next year's season for fill-in rosters,
mm-hmm.
if I'm correct on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can you give us a little insight, maybe a little bit of information, like people to where they go out and go to tryouts, a little bit stuff like that?
Yeah, so it's going to be this Saturday at Rainbow Lane. Do we have a time for that yet?
2 p.m.
2 p.m., $20 entry fee, three-game bowling. Anybody's welcome on the HU campus. It's supposed to be for fun mostly, but top three people will get rewards, boys and girls. So
six people total.
Six people total. They will get at least some – at least talk to the coach, at least, for the most part. But scholarship and a spot on the team of our developmental team. So it's gonna be a fun day for that.
So I can be sarcastic here, just have a little fun joke. So if I go out and go to the bowling team, would Mike Shockey come recruit me?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, that's a good sarcastic little joke there. Yeah. I can make his laugh a little bit.
Absolutely.
So I want to thank Amanda Turner and Nathan Brazu for joining the HU Overtime podcast tonight.
Thank you so much, Ross, for having us.
Pleasure. It was a great time, Ross. Thank you.
Check out HU Overtime Live on Monday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. to hear Ross Gosnell and Andrew Martin live. And also check out the podcast where you can hear Amanda and Nathan, of course, add on to the podcast before I leave. But this is Ross Gosnell from HU Overtime signing out.